says Tana Bottom of Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Ezuli Edus Rishonim Zu Edus Stira. That is when they were secluded. Edus Achronim Zu Edus Tuma. The Kama. The Kama Shir Stira. What is the Shir Stima? Kama Shir Stira. How much time must this man and woman be isolated in seclusion in order to make this woman into a soita?
6 minutes.
So Mr. Ron Goldberg said 6 minutes. Where did you get the number from? Where do you get the number from?
How much it takes to boil an egg.
To boil an egg? That's what it says in the Gemara? Where does it say that? Online?
That's in the Gemara.
The amount of time it takes to boil an egg. 6 minutes. The pasuk compares the ma'isa. This how long is the stira? We makish the stira to the act of tuma, and the act of tuma.
No, the Gemara says how long.
It says v'kama shir stira bein kidei tuma, and what is kidei tuma? Kidei tuma means kidei bia. And what about bia kidei hara? So that means and kidei.
He's right. Benazir says kalitzas beitza. He wasn't joking.
Hara. What is hara? Techilas bia. Okay, this is the big suit, this Techilas Bia and this Soif Bia.
You want to learn the Rashi? Or?
Yes, Rashi, the Kidei Tuma.
He wasn't joking, Ron. Rashi.
Let's go back to the previous page.
I was telling the truth, but I was joking.
Okay, let's go back.
About the 6 minutes.
Top of the page, Dalvin of the Halibut Rashi, Kidei Tuma. Ma, Miu, Kidei Tuma. What is Kidei Tuma? Kidei Bia. Umahu, Kidei Bia. What is the Shur Bia? Kidei Hara, which is Techilas Bia. And which is the Hainu Neshikas Eiver Be'oisoi Mokoim. V'kama Shi'ura, what is the Shi'ur? Kidei HaKofas Dekel, Sheyuchal Adam Lelech Slivois HaDekel. So the Gemara gives an example. The amount of time it takes to walk around a circle to do HaKofas.
What's pinked a dekel?
A palm tree. The amount of time it takes to walk around the palm tree.
Why a palm tree?
I don't know why a palm tree. It's a good kash. HaKofas Dekel, Dirve Rebbe Yishmo. Rabbi Elazar Oimer Kidei Mizigas HaKois Pesach. The amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Rabbi Yoshua Oimer Kidei Lishtoisoi to drink a cup of wine. Benazir Oimer Kidei Litzalois Beitza to roast, not to boil an egg. Mr. Ron Goldberg said to boil an egg. I'm not saying it is wrong, but the Gemara here says to roast an egg. Rabbi Akiva Meir, Kidei Legoima to swallow the egg.
So I guess everything
Rabbi
has...
Huda, these are all very, very fine differences in Zmanim.
Right.
Huda ben Mesir, Oime Kidei Legoima, Sholosh Beitzim Zu Achar Zu, to swallow through Beitzim Zu Achar Zu. Rabbi Lozer, Ben Yirmi, Oime Kidei Likshar, Gardei Nima, to tie the... Let's see Rashi. Let's see. What does it mean? Garde, kide, to tie the garde nima. Okay, it doesn't say over here. It doesn't say over here. It's a little bit of the Masifta. The Masifta says to weave. The Likshor garde nima chut korua. Okay, Likshor garde. In order, a garde means an oireg. A garde is the name of a profession. In order for a garde, a person who is a professional weaver, for him to tie a broken string, an ordinary person who never engaged in the activity of weaving, if you will tell him to tie a string that snapped, it'll take him an hour to figure out what to do. He'll have to Google it. Could you imagine if you ask the average guy, can you please tie for me the kesher shel tefillin? How long will it take you to tie the kesher shel tefillin? Weeks. Unless you go to a sofer, if you'll have to go online and take out a manual to learn how to tie the dalid, the back dalid, it'll take you weeks to figure out on your own how to do it. So if you go tell a person who's an ordinary person and tell him to go take a cord that snapped and tie it together, you won't know what to do. But a gardi, a professional weaver, he will be able to tie this cord in a split second. Kekedei Likshar Gardi Nima. Next, Chanan ben Pinchasa Mekedei Shetoshid Yada L'Soich Pia Little Kisam Kisam. The amount of time it takes for a woman to put her mouth into her hands to take out a thorn between her teeth. Palemoi. You ever hear this person's name?
Yeah.
Palemoi. Palemoi is the name of a person. Ron, you thought you had a rear name. Look at this. His name was Palemo, as in Playmobil. Yeah.
You know, we just had it this past Shabbos.
Playmo, where?
The Yitzris.
Yitzris. He says Yitzris.
You don't say Yitzris.
Well, let me ask you, Shaila. Do you say Yitzris on Shabbos Afsoka? Are there special Are there special yoytzrois to be said on Shabbos Hafsaka?
Maybe with Ashkenazim, maybe with the real Ashkenazim. I don't know.
The Shabbos, you don't say yoytzrois. I'm talking about. Are there, someone told me there's one week when you don't say, when you don't have Dal Parshas.
It's called Shabbos Penuyeh.
You have Shkolim, then you have Achoydesh, then Para, where I skipped. Zohar.
Last
week. Shkolim, Zohar, Para, and Chodesh. And then there's Shabbos Hagadah, that's number five. But there are especially Yoytzros of Shabbos Hagadah. So there's far in the Siddur, there are 5 weeks during this time of the year when you say Yoytzros. A Rosh HaYeshiva told me that there are special Yoytzros that are said during Shabbos Hafsaka. The 1 week when you don't say, you don't have the Dalai Parashos. I told him, I don't know what in the world you're talking about. This is total baloney. There's no such thing. You ever hear such a thing? Yoytzros and Shabbos Hafsaka? I don't know what he's talking about. Vaiter. Shlomi, there's a whole base of Rosh Hashanah full of people here. I can't hear a word you're saying. If you talk into the microphone, then everyone can hear what you're saying.
First thing, man.
Yeah. They're all looking at us now. Weiter. It's in the Siddur. I know, I told him, back it up. He told me it's not easy. Weiter. Okay, next. Pleimoy. Pleimoy says the shear is kidei little kisa and pleimoy makidei shetoshin yodel lasal. She puts her into the basket, little kikar, to take out a loaf of bread. Afal pi shein raya ledover, zeich ledover, ki ba'ad isha zoyna ad kikar lechem. It says in this pasuk that a man, that this pasuk is talking about, that a person is going to pay a kikar lechem to do znus. So the point of view is that in this pasuk, these two things are juxtaposed. In this pasuk, it says, "Ad isha zoyna ad kikar lechem." Tezayin, 1 second, is shemachmas nus imisha zoyna magia dum de anios. Oh, okay. This means pasuk that because the pasuk shan the pasuk initially is that if a person does nus, if a person is nichshol in gili arayos, then the pasuk says he is punished. There's a specific punishment that comes upon people that are nichshol in arayos. They become poor. Ki ba'ad isha zoyna ba'ad kikar lechem. He is reduced to poverty. A loaf of bread is poverty. Lechem oyni this mamish er pesach is that the sin of being nichshol in inyanei kedusha is anios.
Yeah, that's a
okay. So that's a pasuk.
It's a bevus to the
yeah. So therefore, over here, the Gemara is making a drasha. The Gemara is saying is that even though that's a shidishol mikra, but we're making a drasha. We're juxtaposing the fact that it says isha, it says kikar lechem. To teach you that the shi'ur of znus is the amount of time it takes for a woman to put her in into a basket to take out a loaf of bread. Okay, next. Frek Gemara, v'chol hani lamali. Why do I need all of these different shi'urim of the zman of tuma? The Gemara says the etana. The answer though is that it would appear over here from the Gemara's question is this: what appears that all of the shi'urim that I mentioned above are exactly the same. Now they can't possibly
time duration.
Because one madam says to swallow an egg, and the other madam says to swallow 3 eggs.
That takes longer.
How could it be the same?
Exactly.
How could it be the same?
So it can't be exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, but from the Gemara's question, it's not that they're exactly the same. Why do we have to have so many shiurim? Just say, don't even give a shiur. Leave it to the imagination, or say one shear. Why was it necessary for the Chazal to mention all of these shear? I think we had 7 of them. Is that correct? How many numbers do we have? You want to count? Mr. Goldberg, there are 3 types of people in this world.
There's the 1 egg, the 3 eggs.
Those who know how to count, 3, and those who
4,
don't.
5,
so
6,
how many answers, how many do we have over here? I think
7, 8, 9.
How many brachas do you make when you get married? Under the chuppah?
7.
9. You first make Arison is 2, Arison is 2, and then there are Sheva brachas.
Sheva brachas.
How many brachas do you make before you eat the matzah? Lo Pesach? 9. 9 brachas. Before you eat the matzah, you make 9 brachas. And what do you do in the middle? You say the Haggadah. What is the Haggadah? The Ksuba. What's in the Ksuba? Vano oiker ve'eflach ve'ezoin ve'afarnis v'sichi lichi. In the Haggadah, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises to take care of us, to honor us, to feed us, to support us. The Seder, there are 9 brachos that you say from the time you come home until you eat the matzah, keneged, the 9 brachos that are said under the chuppah. Because in the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Ve'erastich li li'olam, Hashem betraf the Jewish people, and then he took us tachas kanfei Ashrina.
What's the relevance of 9 things of measurements per site? What is that relevant?
I leave that to you. Someone who learned Shas already 37 times should already have some chidushim to say. And if you don't know, just ask the Maggid when he comes to you tonight. Vaita. Don't say that by the Haggadah. That's not going to go off well. Vaita. What do you have to have so many different words? If it only says it means the amount of time it takes to convince the woman to do the Avera. In other words, what exactly is the shear of Tumma? Is it the physical act of Bia, or is it to appease the Isha that she should be willing to do a Maaseh Bia? Is it just an act, or is Tumma, because over here, what's the whole issue over here? We're dealing with a very practical consideration. A man warns his wife, do not have yichud with this person. So a woman's not so quickly going to go do the Avera. Even if she is locked up in a room enough time for the Avera to take place, we have to be practical. The laws of Soita are really practical laws. The woman should be willing to do the Avera. That also adds to the cheshbon of time. So the Gemara did not tell us this exact show. We may think that the shear is not just the amount of time it takes to my sabia, but the amount of time that the average person, a woman, would need to consider, okay, I'm going to do the Avera. How long will that take? I don't know. You make a cheshbon nefesh. It may take an hour. It may take 2 hours. It may take 5 minutes. But it's not instant. It's not just the amount of time of the act.
Doesn't it say women daft the scholars?
Okay, but even daft the scholars takes time. Okay? Because you have to appreciate that the din of Soita, is a practical halacha. Did the wife, was she mizan, was she not mizan? It's not a cut and dry, litvish din of a zman of bia past. It's a real concern. Maybe there was a bia, maybe there was not a bia. And you have to take into consideration everything. The human condition has to be taken into consideration, how long it takes a man to convince him to do the Avera. Kamash Malon, kidei bia. The tana kidei bia. Hav amina kidei gemar bia. Okay, these are very fine points. The dealing of you're splitting hairs in Zman, like the Olympics. 1/100 of a second. What kind of crazy thing is that? In the Olympics today, they measure time by 1/100 of a second?
Okay, right.
So, Moby is talking about Techilas Bia and Soibia. Commercial, they Ha'ara. Ha'ara means Techilas Bia. Viash means Ha'ara, the Arit Soisa. Mer means Ha'ara, the Arit Soisa, meaning the amount of time that she would be, in other words, maybe you have to also imagine that she's willing to do the Avera. The Arutz is a Kamash, look at the Tumma. The amount of time it takes to walk around a palm tree. Now, let's give you some of the Rashis.
That's the reason why it gives you all these 9.
Yes, but there are more reasons. The Gemara stopped, for some reason, the Gemara stopped when we got to the Dekel. What about the egg? Roasting the egg. Swallowing 3 eggs. Let's see first some of the Rashis. Rashi di b'maschil v'chol hani l'mali. Rashi says, why do we have to have all of these different reasons? Let's go back to the other Rashi. Over here it says, k'day, let's the very top of the page, very quickly. K'day tumma, the top of the page. Umahu k'day tumma, k'day bia. Umahu k'day bia, k'day hara. All these different examples. Next Rashi, dilute one with water, the stam kois revius. Okay, Hagod, Mam Shinon Dioma is a revius. The one I'm going to call Echad Yachon Minachacham, Halolo Ba'atzma Shio Kama Shahu Shoya Beharas. So each one of the Chachamim is making their own evaluation. Next, Legal Kisom, one said take a splinter between his teeth. Yibein Shina between her teeth. Vavavushin Rao Dover. That was the case of taking the other opinion, taking a loaf of bread out of a basket. Right? The mice, so this is more than mice with Rabbi Shailami Kerestir. Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel. He told me, he gave me the book, the biography. The best mice in the Gansa book is where his Rebbe, who is Rebbe Shailami Kerestir?
Rabbi Hershel Liska.
Rabbi Hershel Liska was once smiling from ear to ear at Shalosh Shudas. The Chassidim says, Rebbe, why are you smiling from ear to ear during Shalosh Shudas? So he says, I'm watching my chassid, Rabbi Shailami Mikedestir, I'm watching him give out the bulkalach. I'm watching him distribute the bulkalach to the olam. So he says, so they said, Rebbe, what's the big deal? What's the big deal he gives out the bulkalach to the... He says, you don't understand. He's giving out bulkalach from an empty bag. He's putting his hand into an empty bag and he's giving out bulkalach. Real bulkalach. It's not a hologram. Real bulkalach. It's a Muradika story. I do the same thing every week. I watch Rabbi Shol Levin Shlita. He gives out bulkalach.
Okay, Nick.
Also during Shalosh Shudas. I sit and I smile.
Nick.
He gave me the book. What?
That's how I pay my bills. I have an empty bank account to pay my bills.
I can't. That's a good one. You have matzis. Matzis.
Okay.
This is the mamsh of mice and moifes. I said a nasty joke about Rabbi Shailami Kerestir. I said something very not nice. And then the next day, Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel, he comes and he gives me the book. What are the chances that he would give me the biography the day after, within 24 hours of saying something not nice to Rabbi Shailami Kerestir? You know what the chances are?
You said something.
Zero.
You said something.
Zero. I said something not nice. Zero. And I read the whole book, and I became a chassid. I read the book. I was so taken by this person, Rabbi Shailami Kerestir. I'm a chassid muvah.
Nay.
And I mamish view it as a moifes of Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel, that the Rebbe found out that I said something not nice. And the Rebbe said, what is this Meshuggah and Flappish? He says not nice things about me. Meshuggah, go teach him a lesson. The Rebbe went to Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel. He put a machshav in his mind to give me the book that I should read it. And I read it over. I'm a chassid. I'll go, I'll kill this Hashem for him.
Nee.
Unbelievable.
Weiter.
Mama Shemayfes. This is not.
Weiter.
This is a real deal over here.
Nee.
It's Kedai to come tonight just for that story.
Nee, weiter.
Weiter. It says, a woman puts her hand into the basket to take out a loaf of bread. That's one of the shiurim of Harah.
Nee.
To become a soiter. Weiter. The Abishu about the next Gemur Dover. Rashi, even though there is no raya gemur ladavar, the krom av hashotas yad l'sal k'sib, but there's no pasik.
Yeah.
Yezecher v'remez mixasta the hook sheisha zayin l'kikul lechem, because in the Zelda pasik it says l'kikul lechem zayin. The chol honey lam the Rashi the misnim bereisha the misnim l'misnim shir stu k'day tuma k'day kavkavus k'deka. Why? Nidana k'day tuma havi mina the chol shir hutzuchol l'lova k'day kach the haynu tuma v'arut soisa she yifate oisa. What does it mean, Haaretz Oysa? If we only learn this sugya in Shas, we'll be kedai. If not for this Gemara, I would think that in order to make a woman to a soita, there has to be enough time for the man to be mefateh. You have to appreciate.
What is she mefateh him?
What is she? She's saying very good.
Yeah.
He's saying a very good one.
She could seduce him.
He's saying something very, very, very powerful. Why are you going to say that the soita is when she is mefateh him to do the aver? From the Gemara.
Because usually the man is the aggressor, not the woman, no? Not the other way around.
Does this mean to say that you have a hechetim, so where the woman is the one that's aggressive, that she's not a soita? The dina is soita, do not apply?
Mm-hmm.
No such thing, you never heard such a thing. You never heard such a thing.
So what? You can have more than one wife.
No.
He's saying a very good one.
There's no issue like for a man, like for a woman.
Okay, let's go weiter. So you fate oisa vayidaber aliva adshe tisratzep. You have to appreciate this little shtickle Gemara.
Like Shemte Tadina
opens up a whole new world in halacha, because a lot of halachas are very technical. And the chances of it happening, these type of situations, are literally zero. And you once again, you begin to wonder, what's going on here? What's going on in this halacha? Talk about the seder, a seber. Because derech b'nei melachim do a seber. I don't know what you're talking about. No one today does the seber in the whole world.
What does that have to do with this gemara now?
No, so I'm saying, that's the halacha. If you don't eat the matzah b'nei seber, lo yatsa. Tell me, do you feel comfortable doing a seber? Do you feel...
No, because we're not accustomed to
it. We're not accustomed to this. So you should say, times have changed. So you don't need to do a seder. You don't need to do a taka sum, taka hold. But the end, if you don't do a seder...
The ravia.
We don't pass like that.
The ravia of Paskin likes that. You don't have to
but
read.
But we don't pass like
right,
that.
Right,
you have
right,
to do
yeah. Right.
So you would say, what are you talking about? Is that a halacha practical? Or is the halacha technical? So we live today in a world where halacha is technical. That's the way it is. We have a emunah that maybe once upon a time it was practical, but even though we've gone off into a different world today and it's not practical, the halacha does not change. When it comes to soita, it's a pelted gemara. Comes to soita, the gemara makes a drasha. The drasha is that the shear of stira is the shear of tumah. But at the end of the day, a bia didn't happen. Because in order for a bia to happen, the Gemara is saying, there has to be hartzah. The mitzias is.
Has to be what?
Hartzah, mefate. Ruba deruba. When a man and a woman are together, there's not going to be a bia unless there's at least a few, there's going to be a shear of pitui, of hartzah.
What about the guy who fell off the wall, you know?
A guy fell off the wall.
No one was mefate.
No one was We're not chayish limayuta. We're dealing with normal cases. So the Gemara makes a drasha. It's a pella. The Gemara makes a drasha that he's a saita. And he drinks his mayim amarin. What are you talking about? There was no bia. Because at the end of the day, there was no
We don't ritual. Know that. There's no witnesses.
But you don't have to be chayish. You go bust a rod. The Gemara is saying, ruba deruba. There's not going to be a maisa bia unless there's going to be some added time. Of
right.
And the Gemara doesn't make a difference if they were in the room for the diyuk, the technical amount of time it takes to a ma'aseh bia, soita. Pella! But the whole chash is maybe there wasn't a bia.
And let me ask you something.
And there wasn't a bia because there's no hard soita.
So the Zman Abai is, how many minutes is that?
Whatever the Zman is, whatever you're going to define is the physical ma'aseh bia. Make believe, just make believe a number, whatever number you want to make believe. If you have that amount of time, she's a halachic soita. Oh, but it's almost impossible for it to really have happened because there was no hartzah. The pasuk tells us we don't need a hartzah. Doesn't matter. That's an incredible chiddush, is that we're taking out of the din soita the personal, practical element. In a way, the Torah is coming to teach. What? But it's you go bust a right. If the Gemara is telling us that there's a mice of Hartzah, that there is such a concept, L'choira, that's the Mitzias 99% of the time. And the Torah is telling you that even in the 1% of the time, she still gains the full din of a Seita.
Correct.
It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. In it, because the Torah, Leinidne Torah leMalachei HaShareis. Leinidne Torah leMalachei HaShareis. The Torah always is, Derachecha Darkei Noyam. It has to make sense. It has to work. Now, I know you'll tell me today it's not yet, because today we've already been 3,335 years since Matan Torah. So things have changed. The halacha doesn't change. But when the halacha was given, l'cha'oira, everything made practical sense. And the Gemara here is telling us that even when the halacha was made, it did not make practical sense. That's a pella. It's giving you a whole new flavor to the din of Seder. Vaita.
Nee.
whatever it will be. Obviously, no one knows what's going on in there. Whether it was 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Okay, so you say... Okay, you're saying a chiddush, you're saying something. You're saying this has to be understood.
And it's the only mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah we have that relies on a nest. Where else do you resolve the mitzvah on a nest?
Okay, he's saying good. He's saying, don't ask. He's saying, Mr. Rapport is saying, don't ask any cash from Soita, because the Ramban says there is no. The Ramban says there is no mitzvah in the Tariag mitzvahs that is a more blatant nes goloi than Soita. The Ramban says this. The Ramban, you give the woman to drink. And
what about Nega? On clothing?
He
on
says,
the house?
He doesn't say it. The Ramban says.
The Ramban says that.
The Ramban says it on Soita. It's on the spot.
But he says it on the neg also.
Okay.
It's a Nes Nifla. You
okay,
can't
so
even explain
so
it scientifically.
It's one of them. But it's also, it's an appel to Gezach. So he can't be arrived in the case of Soita because it operates in a different set of rules. Right in the Gemara. Right in the Rashi. Kamash Malon, the Maitum Bia Luchude, the Iker, the Umema Kodim,
and the Rashi.
Kamash Malon, next Rashi, Kamash Malon, Kedehara, the Kai Malon, the Perikabo, Alayim, the Haro, the Gemar Bia Luchol Harayas. In all the Dini Arayos, Trilas Bia is Shokol Keneged Soif Bia. Vita, the
Even as if he did the whole Bia.
Yeah, Trilas Bia. Viton Kedehara, Voloton Beresha Kedetumo, Havamina, Kedehara, the Art Soisa, the Afilu Ton Kede Bia. Maybe it only said haro means to mimayit gemar bia, but you still need the pitui. Umiu arut soisa mina. The hoch avi mashal kama shir stira. Kedei bia vano amina called tzorche bia. The haino arut soisa ugemar bia. V'hadav farish mayhi bia haro dakati alkati arut soisa loy oyimit. Heichotami bereishik dey tuma the mashma tuma the arut soisa. That's why he says kidei tuma, the mashma tuma of the aritzos. V'ha the parish mahi tuma kidei bia. No, not the aritzos. V'al karchach imit aritzos of the chabia kula gemar bia mashma v'lo imimit ilo aritzos. V'ha the tana mahi bia haro lamute d'lo imin gemar bia. U'meilo shmin mino nami the manami the ilo tana kidei bia akati av v'ha the mat aritzos the kidei tuma gemar bia aritzos mashma haro. Rashi is very marich, unusually. Rashi over here is very unusually marich to make it very, very clear that there these statements have come to the mind. Two essential yisoidas: you do not need gemar bia, and you do not need pitui, which
no,
we call
you,
you don't need. Just it's a technical shear of bia. Uva kama, what vaita in the Rashi? What is the shear of bia, of hara? V'kama hu shir harok l'chud k'dei hakov as dekel v'ha lekel akshuya yuchoyel v'soyv shir k'dei hakov as dekel hu l'lisnei kama shir stir k'dei hakov as dekel. So why can't we cut to the chase? Why can't the Gemara just say in the very beginning that the shir of bia is to walk around a dekel, which automatically will tell us that it's going to be tchilas bia, and will automatically tell us
it is going to be tchilas bia.
It's only tchilas bia, and automatically it's not going to include the pitoy. So why can't we just cut to the chase? Mishum my oy gemar bia oy har mi the boy lay latana lefrusha isur stiwa. Mishum my oy gemar bia oy har mishum achi tana kidei ktuma kidei bia kibifrush. I don't know what his answer is. I don't know what he means. I don't understand what he's saying. I don't know. Let's go weiter. I don't know. Okay, next Rashi. Kidei chazor zdekel. Kasal kidei de chash de hainu akach. Fine. Beruach. Shavuach
doich vayu lohanuf. No, we didn't learn that.
That's right. Next Gemara. Okay, next Gemara. Weiter. New Gemara now. Next Gemara. Okay.
Nei.
Next. Nistra. Up to place of
Kasal kidei de hainu akach zdekel.
Ramini, what's the Ramini? The second to last small line. Two lines before it gets wide. And Dalid, Amud, Aleph. We have a stira. Vinistra, it says in the Pasuk, Vinistra, the woman had Nistra. Vikamo, Shir, Stira. What is the Shir, Stira? The Gemara says, Lo Shamanu. We don't know. It does not say explicitly. All it says in the Torah is Vinistra. Vinistra. This man, he warned his wife. Wife, I'm warning you. I'm warning you, do not talk of yichud with this fellow.
No, that's kinai.
That's kinai. And then v'nistira. The Torah does not tell us how long they had stira. Lo yoshamanu, kishehu aymer. The next words of the pasuk are v'hi nitma. So the word v'hi nitma is telling you how long this is a perish. It's a perish Rashi. The pasuk itself is giving you its own perish Rashi. The amount of time this woman had stira was the amount of time that it takes for it to become tameya. What does tameya mean? The ma'isabia. V'hi nitma. Hevi oymekidei tuma. Which is, now here's the Brayis. So the reason why we're quoting it, because the Brayis is going to say it slightly different in order to enable us to pose a contradiction. And what is the Shir of Tumah? Kedei Tumah. Which is Kedei Bia? Kedei Hara? Kedei Ah. So here it says, doesn't say Kedei HaKofaz Dekel. Here it says Chazoras. Like Pesach Seder, Chazeres.
What is Chazeres Dekel?
What do you put on the car for Chazeres, Shlomo? What's the Chazeres?
What is Chazeres Dekel? There's
Chazeres. What's
the Chazeres Dekel?
Kidei Chazoras Dekel. What is that? Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to come back to this in 1 second. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says, Kidei Mizik is a Kois, but doesn't make a day Lishtoisa, Rabbi Kiva make a day Litzlesmeitsa, Rabbi Huda make a day Lugoima. Oh! Fracked the Gemara Kasalka Daitoch, Hain Hakovas Dekel, Hain Chazoras Dekel. So the Gemara thought now,
it's the same thing.
That is the same thing. Hakovas means to make a Hakofa is Kasalka Daitoch, Hain Hakovas Dekel, Hain Chazoras Dekel. So the Gemara says, Hossam Dekel, Hossam Omar Rebbe Yeshua Kidei Hakovas Dekel. No. Let's go over here, Rashi. What am I saying over here? Let's see, Rashi. Kidei Chazoras Dekel. The Kasalka Daitoch, Hashla, the Hainu Hakofa. No, so what does Rashi say? Wait, what's the steal? The steal is the one. That's the answer. I think that's the answer. The answer is that we thought now that it's the same thing. Let me just make sure I'm saying it right over here. We have the stira.
And it's not the same thing?
We have a stira. So how does the more answer? How does the more answer the stira?
Talking about the
hakafa
on
Simchas Torah. Wait, so what do you say? So therefore, we have what's the stira? Kosal kedaitin, hainu hakafa, hainu chazara. So what's the kasha? That both of them have. But I have a kasha. What the king kasha? Here's the kasha. Go back to the first Braisa. In the first Braisa, who was the one that said Hakofas Dekel? On the very, very top. Kidei Hakofas Dekel. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said Hakofa. And Rabbi Leza said, now go down to the Braisa. They said, we just don't over here, 2 months before it gets wide. And we said over here, Kidei Akbiya, Kidei Harua, Kidei Chazoras Dekel. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so we have over here, Rabbi Yishmael said Kidei Hakofas Dekel, and Rabbi over here is Rabbi Elazar said Kidei.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira.
Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The first white line.
I'm sorry,
the first white line. Then Rabbi Yeshua says. So then what happens? Rabbi Yeshua comes on to say. Rabbi Yeshua says Kidei, and he says Kidei, Kidei Yisus. But on the top of the page, who's the one that who's the one that says what is Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Elazar say. Rabbi Elazar says Mizagais. So Luchar, it's not the same. The Gemara now is sitting now that the Shiur a Mizigas Hakois, whether it's small. Oh, I have all the Shiurim over there. You see, we did this 14 years ago. I learned with the old Shiurim. We have all the different Shiurim. And Lechoira, that's not the same.
Is it backwards, or you can read it straight?
I can read it straight. These are all the different Shiurim. These are the different Shiurim, and they're not the same. So they have basically have a stira. If you're going to tell me that Hakofas Dekel and Chazoras Dekel are exactly the same, then we have a stira, because then when it says Mizigas Hakois, certainly Mizigas Hakois is not the same as Hakofa and Chazara. So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
No, but it's the same person. Over here, Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel. But they're different shiurim.
Same Rabbi Shua, in the first price he said Gidei Mishnoishoi, the second price is Gidei Mishikos, of course.
Right.
But if you'll tell me that Chazorah and Akaf are different, so then you can say that Mizigas HaKoyis is the same as HaKofa, or the same, it was the same as Chazara. You know, you can't pinpoint, you can't go, we don't really know what these shiurim are. And as long as it's abstract, then we can say that here he says Mizigas HaKoyis, and there he said HaKofa, he said HaKofa or Chazara. Then he doesn't repeat himself. Also, you also can say, but once you're going to say that they're exactly the same thing, they're exactly the same thing, then you have a contradiction. If you hold they're different shiurim, hakafa and chazara, they're different. So then when each opinion says something different in the other brayso, so we can suggest that they're giving you another shiur, which happens to be exactly the same amount of time as what they said in the previous brayso. But even if you're going to tell me that Akofa and Chazor are exactly the same, then they're saying the same thing twice, because they're saying the same opinion as the predecessor. We're making an assumption now that each opinion here is saying a different shiur. And if they're both going to be exactly the same, then they're basically repeating the other opinion with a different amount of time, with the same amount of time. Even though they're using a different measurement, but they're using the same amount of time. And the Gemara assumes now, they cannot be saying the same amount of time. They each have to be saying a different span of time. That's the Gemara's question. Oh, so that's the Gemara's Maskana. But the Gemara in the Havamin assumes that it's not just right. That was a Rashi at the very beginning, explained the end of the Gemara. They each came up with a way of measuring the same slice of time. But right now in the Havamin, we are assuming that they are holding different slots of time, different amounts of time. And each measurement is an expression of a different span of time.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. Sorry for coming late tonight. I'm very sorry for coming late. It was just quick because it wasn't
time. Rabbi Levine, you still there?
Yeah. So we know the Dali Marav now. The Dali Marav now. I have to get Dali Marav. I'm starting Marav over here.
Okay.
Talk tomorrow.